It's the end of the working week, the mainstream weekday week. And one thing we love about Fridays is that many moons ago on this program, RN's sportacular wordsmith, Warwick Hadfield, introduced more poetry to RN listeners. And RN listeners love it. I can tell you all the time, if there's any moment where we might miss poetry, people start complaining. It's a big thing. It inspired us to have more live poetry on the show. Well, we've brought Warwick Hadfield this hour to share his poem of choice with you.
Often when hope is the only thing left to a sportsperson or a sporting team, I have referred to Emily Dickinson's Thing with Feathers. I've always been a fan of Dickinson since I first heard of her via the Paul Simon song, The Dangling Conversation. If you're of a certain age, you might also know these lines. And you read your Emily Dickinson, and I my Robert Frost, and we note our place with bookmarkers that measure what we've lost. It sent me back then to find out more about both poets, Dickinson in particular, who had what might be thought of as a melancholy life, and there might be more than a touch of that in this poem, despite the reference to hope. Anyway, here we go. Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me.
And that's Warwick Hadfield. I know, that was a special moment getting Warwick to read some poetry to you. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast. And as you heard, Warwick Hadfield referenced The Dangling Conversation by Simon and Garfunkel. Let's take you right there now.
It's a still life watercolor of a now late afternoon. As the sun shines through the curtain lace, like a poem.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.